Now, over 9 months into Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen, Riyadh's warplanes keep pounding the impoverished nation unabatedly. Several civilians have been killed and injured in Saudi airstrikes on a residential area in Hejaz province. Saudi jets have also targeted a Sana'a International Airport and an adjacent military base. On Wednesday, two Yemeni women were injured in separate airstrikes on Sa'ada province. The Saudi onslaught on Yemen, which began on March the 26th, rages on despite grave humanitarian situation in the Arab nation. So far, nearly 7,400 Yemenis have been killed in the bombings. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Al-Attab, who now joins us live from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Mohammed, whatever became of that UN-brokered ceasefire and those peace talks?
Yes, regarding the ceasefire, which has been declared before the resumption of the talks between Yemeni political factions, people since the beginning of the declaration of such a ceasefire believed that such a ceasefire would not hold its place because of the Saudi Arabia's attempt and intention to what they described to continue its unlawful war and to continue its destruction of the country's infrastructure and also to force its dictations on the Yemeni government. The Yemenis believe that the days of the dictations of Saudi Arabia's dictations have passed, and that they are not going to deal with their northern neighbor with just an equal base. They believe that the political factions who are being backed by the Saudi Arabia should return back to the negotiations in a way that will resolve all the differences and also form the new future of Yemen, and also announce the elections of the presidential and also parliamentary elections that will resolve all the differences. But so far, the Saudi Arabia, which is being backed by as observers by the United States of America, is attempting to have this kind of political gap continuously taking place as a toll in order to wage its unlawful war and also to violate the international laws and norms with its intervention in a sovereign state. But so far, its relentless aerial bombardments is also what many observers say is an evidence of its real intentions to kill Yemenis indiscriminately, as you mentioned in Hejaz, where they have targeted a village there, where there is no military base there. At least six people have been killed in that attack, and in a daily basis, Yemenis are being killed, and many Yemeni international rights activists slammed the United Nations double standards, which they say the United Nations slammed the terrorist attacks that have taken place in France and different European countries. Now the Saudi Arabia is implementing the similar the terrorist attacks against the Yemenis, but in a higher position. And this is the position of a state terrorism, which is being implemented against the Yemenis for over 9 months. And now
okay,
we have entered the second year with no end in sight for such war crimes.
Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.